Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's Epiphany. It's Epiphany. And there's a knock upon the door. Who could it be? The in-laws? Rabbi Cohen? Mary's parents? Senior citizens ready for the nursing home, Zachariah and Elizabeth, and their miracle baby, John? Nope, not today. None of them ride camels, and they don't have those fancy-pantsy royal garb like these foreign strangers outside our door. These are not the visitors that you would suppose. Uninvited, surprise guests. The least expected, the never imagined. This is all very strange unless you pay attention to the scriptures. A long time ago, God, through Isaiah, predicted it. He said it would happen, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 60. So, lo and behold, the prophecy is beginning to take shape. Magi, of all people, from the east, of all places, have arrived at Joseph and Mary's front porch. Now, politely, they tap upon the door. Mary, Mary, Mary. And you peek out the peephole. It's shocking. And you begin to scream, Goyim, Goyim, Goyim. Nothing like the Hebrew term that shows contempt and scorn for all non-Jews. Impure, unclean, Goyim. They are the Gentile-ish, uncircumcised Persians. Wrong nationality. Erroneous ethnicity, incorrect language. Don't open the door. Hide, turn off the lights, pretend that you're not there. They're monstrous, hideous, idolatrous, occultic, outsiders, stargazers, no, star worshippers, horoscopers, in the darkers. They don't belong. They don't fit in. But the unthinkable is done. You open the door and you let them in and you welcome them with open arms. You take their robes, water and feed their camels, wash their feet, puts the kettle on, pours hot tea, serves up apples with honey, fresh baked bread. And that's just the beginning. The Gentile Magi have traveled hundreds and hundreds of miles, sacrificed a great deal of time and money. No, they have risked everything, everything to be given a gift, the gift of salvation. The gift of salvation is staring them in the face of that boy, Jesus. When you see his face, you see the face of God, Emmanuel, God with us, the radiance of heaven's full-blown divinity, true light, light of light, light of salvation, the tiny toddler sitting on Mary's lap. The Magi have come all this way to adore him, to adore God in the flesh, Jesus. Forgiveness, reconciliation, redemption, and atonement bestowed for them in that tiny tot. Heaven has come down to earth. God reigns to save his people from their sin in this child, Jesus. This is the Christmas gift, not only for the Jews, but also for the Goyim, the Gentiles. Epiphany is the Gentile Christmas. At Epiphany, we have an epiphany that Jesus is God for all. He is God for all. He has come for all. This is the mystery of Christ. St. Paul talks about it in Ephesians chapter 3. It was our epistle reading today. The mystery of Christ is that the Gentiles, the Goyim, our fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. See, that's precisely St. Matthew's point. He makes sure that all generations are told the account of the Magi. The gospel is not just for some smelly Jewish shepherds watching their flocks by night, but also for perfumed and polished Persians, stargazing Gentiles. That too, they too are part of the Lord's church through faith in Jesus. Well, no doubt the prophet Daniel, who served in the government in the Babylonian exile, preached God's promise of a coming Savior, the promised King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for both Jew and Gentile. That tiny house in Bethlehem over which the star came to rest and the Magi stopped to worship is a picture of the church made up of both Jew and Gentile. Mary and Joseph are Israel, and the Magi are the Gentiles, the nations of the world. Together they worship the Christ child who came to save them both. St. Matthew pushes this truth throughout his whole gospel. Immediately after the Magi visit the infant Messiah flees to Egypt. And then when he returns, he begins his public ministry. He dares to travel and to preach in Gentile territory, Syria and the Decapolis. In fact, his chosen location of being the Messiah is deliberately dubbed Galilee of the Gentiles. The Magi came to adore Jesus. They don't worship the stars anymore. They've repented of that. Instead, the little boy that depends on Mary's care creates, controls, and uses the gleaming light of a star to bring them from their distant home in Persia to the true light, the capital L light, Jesus. Faith naturally leads to adoration. And then they offer him the sacrifice of prayer, praise, thanksgiving, and gifts. The Magi were once in darkness, the deep, deep spiritual gloom of sin and death. But now they are in the light, the majestic light of God Himself in the flesh of Jesus. In Him, there is no darkness at all, only the light of salvation. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light that no darkness can overcome. Little boy Jesus is God in the flesh to be God on the cross to save you and all people, no matter what their nationality or ethnicity, no matter what their sin. You too were once in darkness, but now the light of the world has come, true light. He gives you with himself. He gives you himself into death for you. And he didn't leave you out. He brought you in. He's churched you, bestowed his saving name on you in baptism, donating all of his forgiveness with his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Your highest worship of him is faith. Faith believes that Jesus died for you. The Magi are changed forever because of Jesus. They saw the light of God in the face of Jesus. So do you. Enlightened by the light of Jesus, come, let us adore him. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.